We are excited to be sponsored by Whitebook. Teachers, are you looking for a cost-effective whiteboard solution for distance learning and in your classroom? These specially coated sheets of dry erase paper are not only amazing for solving math problems, creating anchor charts, and writing schedules, but they also allow you to save and share your work easily. Marie, you've been using some of their whiteboards in your classroom. What do you think?
Yeah, this is a tool that I didn't even know I wanted or needed in my classroom, but it's been awesome. I've been using the flip chart and it's replaced my chart paper. What's great is I can put my anchor charts on them or a daily schedule. And when I'm done with it, I can just erase it and use it again.
Thanks again to Whitebook for sending us some cool products to check out. Right now, Teachers Talking Tech listeners can get 30% off and help support our podcast by going to whitebook.com/teacherstalkingtech. That's WIPEBOOK.com/teacherstalkingtech. Welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brom.
I'm Marie Larson.
Well, first of all, we want to give a giant welcome back to Michael Brown. Oh, yeah. Mike is back. You've had a little bit of a busy couple months here, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, the coronavirus came and that was always fun. That was made it really exciting. But yes, my family welcomed a new baby in May. And so she is almost 5 months old, and that's keeping us very busy. Plus, we've got school. You know, we're back to school.
There is
We're teaching in a hybrid model, so we're in classroom 4 days a week, and the fifth day is a virtual day. So we are teaching, three different ways a week, three different teaching styles a week. So yeah. That's keeping you busy. As well as I coach football, and so the football season is in full swing. We're in the playoffs, so that's keeping me busy too. So yeah. I apologize that I haven't been able to jump in and be part of any of the podcasts in the last few months or whatever, but
we should be just like very honored you're even here this evening with us.
You are.
Well, yeah. if it makes you feel better, we didn't receive any emails that asked where you were.
Well, that's very surprising to me. It's not actually surprising to me at all. So not even my mom. My mom didn't email.
I was about to say.
I don't think she really listens to this podcast. I think she just downloads it for me.
My mom listened to it one time and she said it was very interesting. And then that was it. You know, listen, mom's got to give you a little bit of help.
That's right.
I'd explain what a podcast was to my mom and I think she got it, but she couldn't figure out how to download it.
So. Well, she can't find the station on her radio to listen to it.
No.
Well, listen, we have enough people who are downloading the podcast where now we have a sponsor, which is really exciting. We have a new sponsor called Whitebook, and Whitebook, we really do like the product. I mean, we've had other people reach out to us and ask to sponsor us. But for one reason or the other, it just didn't work out. Either it just didn't match. Like there was like a gambling website that asked to sponsor us.
I was all about that one. I thought that was a great idea.
I feel
idea,
like casinos contribute a lot of money to public education.
Right.
Yeah.
Teachers are gambling with a lot of things right now. So
that's right. Well, and like Whitebook, it's a cool product. It's not even something that we're just peddling. Like Marie has been using the flip charts in her room for the last couple weeks.
I really love the product. It's been cool.
Yeah. Well, and the whole thing we're trying to do is not make money. We're trying to break
Speak
even.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, never mind. I forgot. Marie is rich. But for the rest of us, but we just to break even. Apparently, according to certain people in my family, we cannot lose money making a podcast. We have to at least break even. So we can pat ourselves on the back that we're breaking even. Yay. But seriously, thanks to everybody out there who's been listening to the podcast for 4.5 years now. And even to folks who just started listening, I could ask, where were you? You know, where were you a few years ago, man? But we won't do that. We won't try.
But we won't. We'll be super grateful.
Yes, we'll be very grateful that you're listening. So I have a question for you guys. Have you ever wanted to make money selling your worksheets that you've made or materials you've made or anything like that? How about you, Marie?
This sounds like a trick question.
Yeah.
I feel like I brag all the time about how good my fonts are and clip art. Do I not?
You do. I know that Mike and I have been supplied with tons of things that you have created.
You'll hand me something and I'll be like, this is not cute enough. And you ask me to like zhuzh it up a bit.
Well, Mike's room and my room kind of look like a waiting room in a prison. A little. maybe not that bad. Okay, we have a couple posters up. We have a little color in there. But we're definitely not, you know, I wouldn't call us designers, right,
cutesy?
Mike?
We're not cutesy?
No, definitely not. And thankfully...
So cutesy about you, like a little.
Maybe a little. Maybe. We try. We really do try. But we do get a lot of help from the other teachers in our building. And, you know, thinking about that, we had the opportunity to interview Joe Holland, and he is the CEO of Teachers Pay Teachers. And, you know, that's the place where there are teachers who are selling things that they have created. And at first, when we had the opportunity to interview him, I was kind of thinking of how it might fit on the podcast. Because a lot of times we're doing technology, we're talking about technology themes, things like that.
Well, you know, when you think about whether this, you know, interviewing somebody from Teachers Pay Teachers fits in with kind of our theme of teachers talking tech or whatever, I think that it kind of does, because if you think about it, teachers have always been sharing materials with each other for as way back as long as people have been teaching. But you used to have to just share it with people in your building or somebody you might know that was a teacher. But now this website allows teachers to be able to share globally. World. And so that just gives you the opportunity to share your materials even more and more.
Yeah, that's a great point. And actually, he brought that up. He said that when it was created, and I don't want to give away too much, but just that the idea really was there were so many teachers who felt isolated. You know, in our building, we have 7 sections of second grade where we can all work together. There are other teachers that get hired into a building and they are the only second grade teacher, or they're the only fifth grade teacher. They're isolated, and it definitely can help them to collaborate, even though it's virtual. But it, in a sense, you're collaborating with other teachers that have created materials for you. So yeah, great point. All right, well, Marie, maybe we'll interview you on our podcast in like 10 years and you will be a multimillionaire and you'll be known as the clip art
millionaire.
You'll be a clip art queen. That'll be, how does that sound?
Adding it to my life plan.
I got to tell you, I had so many questions that I wanted to ask him that I just said, you know what? I'm interested enough. I really want to do this interview. I want to ask him these questions that I had. So like I was asking him how many, you know, people download from Teachers Pay Teachers every day, right? And so how many would you guess, Mike, that people that, or how many downloads do you think a day from Teachers Pay Teachers?
100,000, 300,000. I don't know, probably thousands, hundreds of thousands.
I would say hundreds of thousands. It's more?
Yeah, it's more than that. So that was one of the questions that I asked him. I asked him about, obviously, one of the big things that comes up with Teachers Pay Teachers is just different districts. Some have more money, some have less. So we talked about that a little bit and how they try to address inequity between districts that have more resources and others that do not. But overall, just like a really friendly team. And I was really happy that I had the chance to talk to them. So without further ado, let's get into that interview with Joe Holland. So we'd like to welcome Joe Holland, and he is the CEO. Is it CEO or COO of Teachers Pay Teachers?
Oh, CEO is great. Yeah.
Eric, all right, good.
Eric, thanks for having me. Nice to speak.
Yeah, you know, we were really excited when we got your email, just because I think that as teachers, we always are curious about things. But Marie, Mike, and I have all used Teachers Pay Teachers. I think that it is something that, I've read somewhere it's about like 2 out of 3 teachers have used Teachers Pay Teachers in the country. So this is something that doesn't really need too much introduction. But when I saw that we had the opportunity to interview you, I was like, boy, I really have some questions I'd love to ask you and just kind of, take back the veil and kind of see what goes on at Teachers Pay Teachers. So thanks so much for letting us interview you.
Well, and Eric, thanks for having us on. You know, I think it's always wonderful for us to be able to speak with teachers as we do every day at TPT. And thank you for what you're doing in your classroom in Michigan, and certainly for what you're doing to help teachers around the world with this podcast.
How was Teachers Pay Teachers born? Like, where did it start?
Yeah, so TBT was founded in 2006 by a middle school English teacher in Brooklyn, New York. His name's Paul Edelman, and like so many teachers. Paul was feeling isolated and overwhelmed, and you know, every night he was up trying to figure out how to survive the next day. And he had the light bulb moment where he said to himself, "I know that there's teachers across town or across the state or the country or even around the world who have been in my shoes, who have experience, who have wisdom about how to teach or how to deal with the problems I'm dealing with right now. What if we all could get together and share what we know with each other so that we could teach at our best?" And so that was the light bulb idea that Paul had, and he created TPT based upon that. And fast forward 14 years, and to your point, we've got, at this point, it's 85% of U.S. school teachers who have used TPT in the last 12 months.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, so, you know, obviously, over the last few months, we have had just everything has turned around, right, in education. What kinds of things are you seeing from teachers, like things you're seeing in needs, and how have things changed over the last, 5 months since the beginning of the pandemic?
Yeah. So I've been at the company for almost 7 years now, and you know, every year, you know, we hear that teachers like Paul, our founder, you know, are under-supported, overwhelmed, and they come to TPT because they get that support. They're able to differentiate. They're able to save time while they're doing that work. And we know that part of TPT's core value is that it's making a really overwhelming profession less so. It's actually giving teachers the ability to thrive in a very challenging environment. And I hear from teachers all the time that TPT has kept them in the classroom. And so even before the pandemic, there was just something so wonderful to be a part of this organization. And now, as you mentioned, in the pandemic, you know, you were taking this already overwhelming profession, and it's just become even more so. And so, you know, I was even speaking yesterday with a teacher friend of mine who is, he's a high school English teacher in a low income district. And he was, he's doing distance learning. So all of his kids are, you know, on screens. And he said to me, you know, "Joe, I'm a motivator, but I'm an in-person motivator. And, you know, right now this is just heartbreaking to have to try to keep kids on track. And it's, I don't feel like I'm doing a good job here." And so we know that this profession that's already so challenging has become even more so here in 2020. And so at TPT, our number one priority is how do we help these teachers meet these challenges? And so they're coming to TPT more often and taking advantage of this collective wisdom that we have here at TPT. And so, you know, our team at Team TPT is just working overtime to make sure we can meet all the needs of TPTers, of people who come to TPT right now.
I'm really glad you were talking about screens because so students are on screens, many of them all day long, right? Yes. And that's an mm-hmm. issue. And I know that one of the things that has become, you know, kind of a beating drum that's getting louder and louder, especially for young students, is parents requesting more paper pencil, right? Yeah. More yeah. things that are not online, right? Exactly. So, you know, teachers pay teachers in some aspects. You can almost say it's kind of old school now in some ways, right? In that it's still a place where you can get things that you print out, you know, which is crazy to say, because like you said, in 2006, yeah. it was like revolutionary, but that's how fast things are yeah. moving.
Yeah. Well, I think at this point, we're excited to meet the needs, whether it's remote, whether you're in person, whether you're a blended classroom. And our view is that out of those 5 million resources, we have at this point about 500,000 that are just digital. And to your point, we have a lot that can be printed out, used, you know, pen and paper, pencil and paper. And so we're finding that we're meeting the needs of teachers regardless of their setup. But to your point, there is Zoom fatigue.
Yeah. And I think too, as a parent, I know that, you know, when you're getting into individual kids, individual needs, sometimes teachers can't meet those needs, especially when you're distance learning. I think that the ability for parents to have teachers pay teachers as a resource too yeah. is huge right now. Because, you know, if you just Google worksheets, I mean, I think anybody who's done that knows how that goes. Where teachers pay teachers gives parents a place where they could go,
yes.
find something that was grade level appropriate, even though they have almost no knowledge of the curriculum. Yeah. So I really think that's huge right now. It's so many parents are helping to educate their kids too. Yeah. So
I agree. We are seeing record numbers of parents. It started right in March. As soon as you started seeing those shutdowns, we've been seeing record numbers of parents every month come. And it's been heartening for us because, you know, we know that parents are a key part of the education equation, and they are working sometimes on their own, but sometimes in partnership with teachers in the classroom to figure out how they can support their own children in this really difficult time.
Yeah. So there's a little bit, you know, one of the things that's kind of had a light shine on it during this time is just the difference in resources from one district to the next, right? You have some districts that provide their teachers with resources, maybe have a little more to give teachers to spend on resources. Mm-hmm. So how does Teachers Pay Teachers like deal with that?
Yeah, well, equity is a really important goal for us here at TPT. And a few years ago, we put a big focus on how we could unlock funds so that teachers could access more of the TPT they need. As you know, a lot of teachers come to TPT, they're spending out of pocket, which is in some sense heroic and tragic at the same time for us. And how do we, as a company, help them pay for the resources that they need to teach at their best? And so we have two different ways that we unlock funds for teachers. One is a school subscription product called TPT School Access. And we just launched that earlier this year, and that's where an administrator can pay one price, so let's say a principal, to have every teacher have access to TPT resources for their classrooms. And that's been wonderful to see that adoption. We're seeing a lot of excitement around there. But as you point out, Eric, that doesn't happen in every district. And so we created a crowdfunding vehicle called TPT Class Fund, and that allows teachers to go out to their networks and unlock funds from friends and family and parents and see outside funds come in for them to purchase as well. And the third way we do that too is we have a partnership with Donors Choose similarly to allow teachers to access outside funds so that they can get the TPT that they need.
Yeah, and have, you know, of course, you hear both sides of that argument. Like you were saying, is that, you know, why should teachers have to pay, right, for their own resources, or, you know, why shouldn't they be paid for? But I can see both sides of it. But really, in the end, teachers just need the resources. And you know, although if I asked my wife, she probably would say that I spend too much on Teachers Pay Teachers. I think that the idea that I can jump on there, you know, get something that's not going to break the bank, and that I can get it like immediately for my needs. That's what really drives it. Where much of the resources that schools are providing, you know, on the larger level for curriculum are a little bit, you know, I don't know if I would call them like slower or clunkier. They're a little more expensive, right? So they're not quite as dynamic or flexible for teachers too. So now that you've had this experience going through the pandemic, having to probably scale up, right, your company, where do you see Teachers Pay Teachers in like 5 years? Like, what are your goals? Like, where do you see it going?
Yeah. At TPT, we talk about our North Star as unlocking the collective wisdom of teachers. And we choose those words really carefully. We think about all, you know, go back to our founder, Paul, all of this latent experience and expertise and insight and just knowing what works in the classroom. We call that collective wisdom that when people come to TPT, they're able to tap into. And what we think about a lot is how do we find more ways for teachers to share what they know? And I'll give you one example of this. We have a review system for, you've probably seen this when you purchase resources on TPT. We have reviews, you know, user reviews like other sites. And earlier this year, we did a complete revamp of it because we had spent a lot of time researching what teachers really need to know when they're choosing a resource for their classroom. And so after a bunch of research, about a year's worth, we relaunched this year. And what the reviews really allow teachers to do is to access millions of experiences that other teachers have had with these resources. So it may be, you know, that I am looking for a resource for my elementary school classroom, and I see your review of that resource, and I say, you know what? Eric is in a similar district to mine. based upon his what he answered in this review, I think this is actually exactly the right resource for my students right now. And so that is just one form of collective wisdom that we think about. But we know that we have this community of millions of teachers on TPT. And so we're thinking all the time, how do we unlock more of that wisdom? And certainly as we move into a more digital future, how do we combine resources that teachers love with digital tools that are really simple to use, really engaging for students, and allow teachers to teach at their best. Overall, the one thing I'd say to end this thought about the future is that we spend our days listening to the needs of teachers. You know, we're constantly in dialogue with them and, you know, figuring out how we simplify their lives, how we help them teach at their best. That guides us all the time and ultimately around this concept of collective wisdom.
Here, so let's talk about some numbers here. Just these are things I'm curious about. But before I start that, I have to ask you this, true or false? Like, so I've heard over the years that there have been teachers who become like millionaires using like as people who create for teachers, pay teachers. Is that true?
We do over time. We have seen that, yes. And I think, you know, just to give you one big statistic, this year alone, we're on track to pay out well over $200 million to teachers who create resources on our platform. And so you probably know that the majority of every dollar that's spent on TPT goes back into the pocket of these incredible teacher authors, we call them, who have used their creativity, their own expertise to come and help out other teachers. And it gives us a lot of we're very gratified to be able to see those kinds of outcomes in teachers' lives. But the reality is, for the vast majority of the 150,000 teachers who made money on TPT last year, it's helping them, you know, deal with the monthly payments, student loans, whatever it is. And I was talking with one of our sellers from Arizona, and she was saying, listen, I just started selling on TPT just to help me pay for TPT, all the resources I was buying.
Yeah.
But over time, that develops into certain really nice businesses for certain teachers, yes.
I've always wondered this. So when you have tech companies, they always look big online, right? You'll see something online, and you're like, oh man, they've got to have like 150 employees, something like that. How many employees work at Teachers Pay Teachers?
Yeah, actually, we passed that mark this year. We're about 170.
Okay, that's larger than I thought. Yeah, there was another CEO that I interviewed from Seesaw. I don't know if you're
wonderful company.
Yeah, and I figured for sure they'd have like hundreds and hundreds of people. And he said, oh, yeah, right now we're at about 38. I'm like, wow, yeah. It's just amazing.
Yes.
So here's my next question for you. How many items, and you might have already answered this, are downloaded from TPT each day or month or year? Like what do you average?
Yeah, well, I love even saying the daily stats. So we're over a million downloads every day is the average.
Wow. Yeah. All right. And then you said you had about 250,000 teachers that create for Teachers Pay Teachers.
We have a lot of people who create. 150,000 teachers had someone purchase something from them in the last 12 months.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then, I don't even know if you know how to do this, on how many teachers use Teachers Pay Teachers total.
Oh, yeah. 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 So the way we measure it, I would imagine most teachers know that you go to TPT and you can find both paid and free resources. And so when we put everyone who's come to TPT and accessed a resource, whether it's paid or free, in the last 12 months, that's about 7 million educators.
That's insane. And so it's not quite TPT. It's like in certain countries or is it totally worldwide?
Yeah. So right now, we have about 85% of U.S. school teachers using TPT. If you go to Australia or Canada or even New Zealand, beautiful country, all three of those have similar types of similar percentages of teachers who are using TPT. But we've never, you know, created localized sites for these specific countries. You could imagine though in the future that would be something we would be interested in doing.
For sure. So let's get back to your kids. Since it's a teaching podcast, right? We want to know how it's going for them this year. Are they school age kids?
So I have one daughter and three sons. My wife and I are really lucky. And our oldest, our daughter, she's a freshman in college now, which fingers crossed, they still have classes and she's still on campus. So I'm knocking on wood every day there and she's doing great. And then I have one high school son and then two middle schoolers. And as you know, I was mentioning, you know, it's very interesting. They all have four very unique personalities and four very unique responses to distance learning. And so my wife and I are trying to partner as best as we can with their teachers, because one in particular who will remain nameless is having particular challenges right now. But I think we're seeing that a lot. And so I know we're in good company.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm an only child. My son's an only child. My wife is an only child. Yeah, we we have basically a tree trunk for our family tree. We've kind of lucked out that he's in fifth grade, and he's loving distance learning. Gets up, makes his tea and everything like that. But then I'll hear from other parents that are just like, it's a constant battle. Yeah. To get them to work, to stay on task. And yeah, so I think everybody feels your pain for sure in that area. But
well, congrats on your son. That's fantastic. Love to hear people who are even thriving in this environment. That's great.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Joe. It's so interesting to learn more about Teachers Pay Teachers and things I've always been curious about. And just thanks for your time.
Eric, it was wonderful to be with you. Thank you for making time for TPT.
Once again, we just want to say thanks to Whitebook for sponsoring Teachers Talking Tech. If you want to give Whitebook a try, use discount code TEACHERSTALKINGTECH, all one word, for 30% off your first purchase. If you're a school district looking to order in bulk, you can get up to 40% off of education-specific products. Learn more and purchase at whitebook.com. That's WIPEBOOK.com.